While Christmas came and went a couple of weeks ago, many Wisconsinites still have holiday decorations adorning their homes. But at the risk of sounding like a post-Christmas Scrooge, we have a cautionary note if you are one of those people.
Inspectors from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection discovered an invasive insect this season among the evergreen boughs and decorations that incorporate them. It's called elongate hemlock scale, or EHS. It has not infested Wisconsin's trees yet, and the department wants to keep it that way.
The decorations were sold at Wisconsin retailers such as Menards, Home Depot, Pick and Save, Steins, and Kmart, which received them from suppliers in North Carolina, where EHS is present. DATCP spokeswoman Donna Gilson told Lake Effect Susan Benz, it's not just disposing of them that's important, but the method of disposal as well. Gilson explains more about the insects themselves.
Originally, these pests came from Asia. The immediate source this time, though, was from North Carolina. They have been in the eastern United States and have become pretty well established along the eastern seaboard for quite a number of years. Consequently, it's not quite such a big deal for them. We don't have them in Wisconsin, though, and don't want to get them. It has a pretty complicated life cycle. It goes through, I think, about five stages. And whereas most insects go through three stages, for example, the emerald ash borer goes through three stages, or gypsy moth, some of the pests that people might be familiar with, and feed at only one stage and produce only one generation a year. This critter produces at least two generations a year in a cold climate and feeds during two portions of its life cycle, during two stages. So it gets really quite a few shots at damaging the tree because the feeding is what causes the damage. Those are the reasons that we're concerned. The other reason that we're concerned is that it's not only, while it's called elongate hemlock scale, it will attack up to about 40 different species of conifers or evergreen trees, including many of the species of fir and spruce, and that is kind of the lifeblood of our Christmas tree industry.
How big do these insects get to be?
Oh, they're tiny, tiny, tiny.
They are tiny.
Yeah, they call them crawlers when they're at that life stage. And
okay.
They almost look like a tiny little mite.
It'd be hard to capture them in a photo.
Yeah, we've got some lab photos under the microscope. I didn't use any of those because, while very dramatic, I wanted to show what people would actually be seeing.
Right.
And right now what they would be seeing would be those little brown scales. And if you look at the pictures on our website or on Flickr, those little brown dots inside there, that's why it's called scale. It makes forms of scale over itself when they're feeding, and that protects them from predators. It also protects them from pesticides. So it's hard to treat them with pesticides. You need to use a systemic one that the tree takes up or you inject it, and that's really not practical in most cases.
Be very expensive for one thing, right?
Yeah, if you had to do acres and acres of Christmas trees.
So I read that this insect doesn't actually kill these trees, but it weakens them to such a point that then when other pests or diseases come in, that's likely to kill a tree.
Exactly. At the stages where it's feeding on the underside of the needles on evergreen trees, and as you would expect, it does kind of sap the nutrients and water from trees. And then once they're weakened, other pests see that it's weakened and move in and kind of deliver the death blow.
The department has been inspecting, looking for EHS for the last 5 years or so. Is that right? Why at that point were they?
Because that was when it really became well established out in the eastern states. And we know that we do bring a lot of Christmas trees and evergreen boughs in from some of the eastern states to sell in Wisconsin. That might come as a surprise to some people, given that we do have one of the major Christmas tree producing states. But we do bring a lot of stock in from the eastern seaboard for sale at Christmas time as cut stock. So that's why we have been on the lookout for it. We always found it just on a private Christmas tree lot somewhere, in a wreath or just in a tree, and not all the stock that they had, just a few pieces. You could easily destroy it and be done with the situation. What was alarming this year was that four major suppliers from North Carolina had sent all this stock to five of our major retail chains in the state, to multiple outlets for those chains. And so it was really scattered all over the state and at in any one of them, you know, quite a lot of their stock was infested. So it was just on the whole a different scale than we had seen in previous years.
What DATCAP is advising people or urging people to do who have purchased from Menards, Home Depot, Pick and Save, Steins, and Kmart. And as you said, it wouldn't be every store throughout the state, but because you can't be sure of that.
But it could be other chains than those two is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't know where it came from, that it came from Wisconsin Farm, if you bought it at a chain store, just be cautious and bag it or burn it.
People who are thinking of doing their part to impact the environment in a softer way, the idea of bagging and throwing in your garbage feels wrong.
We have heard from some of the waste departments in cities throughout the state, and generally speaking, any kind of yard waste, what would be considered yard waste, should not go in your trash can. But in this case, they will make an exception. If you send it to the landfill, it's not like sending a plastic Christmas tree to the landfill. That's not going to degrade. These are going to break down in the landfill, and there's not going to be anything there that the insects can harm. So it really is a less of an environmental impact than throwing it on your compost heap or mulching it and having the chance of those insects, because they can get through a Wisconsin winter. They get through Maine winters. Would you rather have them go and infest your evergreen trees, your neighbor's evergreen trees, the evergreen trees in the park, and eventually the hemlock forest and other evergreen forest in the north woods? I don't think anyone thinks that would be environmentally sustainable either.
Okay, you convinced me.
Yeah. And if you do have, if you live where outdoor fire pits are legal, go ahead and burn it in your fire pit. According to local regulations, of course, I have gotten chewed out by a couple of local officials who just didn't like that idea at all. But if fire pits are legal and your city ordinances allow for that, certainly that's an option. Or burn it in your fireplace indoors if you have an indoor fireplace.
Okay, so no matter where you bought your tree, you can compost or whatever?
Go ahead and put it out for the city or compost it, whatever you normally do.
Mm-hmm. So any guess why that would have been found on boughs and swags and that sort of thing and not on trees that would have come from out of state and been susceptible as well?
I don't know, and I don't think we've gotten around to analyzing either. The inspectors in North Carolina looked at the stock and it was fine, and then the critters moved in after they looked at it. Or it may be that it's just so commonplace for them, and it's not really illegal to move this insect, like it's illegal to move emerald ash borer or illegal to move gypsy moth. This is not one of the insects that's on that list where it's illegal to move it. So they might have looked at it, and it's so commonplace there that it just didn't even register that another state might not want it to come to their state. So they said, fine, this can go. Or they looked at it, and it was clear, and then later it moved in, and if you remember, they had in that area of the country Hurricane Michael this fall, which created some dandy conditions for all kinds of critters, including this one. So it may be that it's kind of tied up with that whole situation as well. We don't know. We've talked with the plant health officials in North Carolina. We're talking with their inspectors and with these four businesses that were involved as well. So we'll get it ironed out so that we prevent this from happening again. But this year was just kind of a tipping point.
Donna Gilson is a spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Benz. You can read more about the invasive elongate hemlock scale, or EHS, at WUWM.com. The department notes that the invasive insects have been found in evergreen boughs sold in some Wisconsin stores, but not in Christmas trees.